I'm Stuck Mike in the studio for AirVenture Oshkosh 2016 with Janica Cheney, who is the Director of Test and Research Operations for Propulsion Systems at Orbital ATK, one of the large aerospace contractors who's participating in development of the Space Launch System. SLS and its part in our journey to Mars is getting a lot of attention at a couple of areas inside the AirVenture grounds this year. Janica, thanks for coming in and talking to us. First, let me ask you, what are the exhibits and conversations that you're having about the SLS and the solid rocket boosters that you guys are developing?
So we have an exhibit, a Journey to Mars exhibit here, and it has all sorts of swag, so come by and get some swag. But it also has the videos that are associated with and clips associated with the building of the Space Launch System. So recently we just finished the last of a qualification series on the solid rocket motor testing. And now we're going into production, launching in 2018 for the Space Launch System. So we are building the solid rocket booster that will take humans to Mars right now. So you can see the various stages in that journey and the various components that are associated with it and where they are in their development and their testing and production. So that's available here. And then there's a whole lot of panels going on. One today is that I'm in, and it's redefining glamour. So I don't, and you think of glamour, and you think of the Betty Davis days, or maybe today a Kardashian, and maybe not glamour with a Kardashian, but but it's more than that. It can be an astronaut. It can be a physicist. It can be a director of test and research operations.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about glamour today. Well, let's talk about that. You know, there is a lot of appeal when you lay a big giant rocket on its side in the desert and you run it for some long period of time. Talk about the scale of the solid rocket motors for the Space Launch System, and then about the test that was just completed.
So it's an interesting thing to say for a long time. It actually only burns 129 seconds. So that's not a whole lot of time. But
in that period of time, how much thrust and how many pounds of propellant get consumed?
3.1 million pounds of thrust. And that's about 1.5 million pounds of propellant. And that is enough. That provides 75% of the thrust needed to get off the surface of the planet.
Wow.
It's an incredible ride. And you can imagine, like, this is full of rocket fuel. And you think, rocket fuel, how do I wrap my head around rocket fuel? And don't do this at home. But you think of your car and the gasoline tank, but we all know that if we take that little tank that we use for our car, or more important, our lawnmowers, and we stick a rag in it and we light it, it becomes a bomb, right? So 1.3 million pounds of rocket fuel is a very controlled, bomb.
Now, what's the consistency of the rocket fuel inside these solids? We say solid. Is it solid like banging on a table solid?
Solid like a rubber eraser.
Uh-huh.
So on the end of a pencil. So it has three main components of it. So one is a fuel, one is an oxidizer, because it has to burn in space. So you have to bring its own oxygen, because there's not oxygen in space. And then just some glue that keeps it all together, a polymer.
Now, up until this point, you hadn't done a full duration burn in the five-segment solid, right?
No, that's not. This was the last of a series of motors. So we did three demonstration motors, and the demonstration motors are in the concept of, like, back when we were flying shuttle with the solid rocket motors, and flew them for many, many years. A lot has changed in technology. A lot of just even like your phone, just a lot of material changes, a lot of innovation. So the demonstration motors were changing all that technology, upgrading, you know, in an incremental fashion to today's technology. So once the technology was up to date, we did two qualification motors that bound all the operating conditions that you would see at the launch site. So really just the temperature range, so this was the last in that. It was a cold motor, maybe a cold day in Florida that you would see. 100 degree weather, and we tested it at 40 degrees.
Yeah, how'd you make that work?
So the solid rocket motor is we put it a house over it, a mobile house that we move on our train rails on and off, and we cooled it down for weeks and weeks and weeks. At various times, we were pumping in 17 degree air to get that huge solid mass down to 40 degrees.
So you're moving this ice house on rails back
yes.
and forth and back and forth like a sort of a backwards barbecue.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the test went off, you told me a little while ago that you had a hard drive failure in the test sequencer just a few hours before that started, and then you found out you were on live television while this was all happening. No pressure, right?
Yeah, no pressure.
But the test did go off well then,
right?
It
did. It went off incredibly well.
And you got the data you needed? No unexpected failures?
Nope. Dead on. Just like if you could, any sports analogy you want, we hit a home run.
Oh, that's great. We're talking
a hat trick, since I like hockey.
We're talking with Janet Chaney, who is the Director of Test and Research Operations for Propulsion Systems at Orbital ATK. Janica, it is becoming more common that a woman would hold an executive position in an engineering company. A little more common. Or maybe they just get more more notoriety than they used to. Mm. But your career path into the position that you have was not one that you necessarily planned out and executed. Talk about that for a minute.
So when I went to college and I had decided that I was, and I went on a scholarship.
As an engineering major?
No, as a dance major.
Okay. All right. Well, I see that all the time, right?
Yeah.
Dance majors who become engineering test managers.
Yeah. Well, so, I'd always liked math. So when I was going through school, I would take, you get an elective and some people would take choir and some people would take art and I would take math. It was just fun. It's always been fun. It's still fun. Still do games in the car with my child about math. And so I was in college and I'm still taking math classes for fun, not related to my major at all. But eventually I was like, I didn't want to do, so that I went to the dance program was modern dance and I was more classical ballet trained. And so I started looking around and switched to computer science because I wanted to make, more money, and I didn't like doing modern dance. And part of that computer science program was you had to take physics. I'd never had a physics class. I don't know how that, even looking back, I don't know how that's possible that you can go all the way through high school, get into college, and not have a physics class. But such as it was. And so I'm in this very first physics class, and I have this incredibly dynamic teacher. Now, I know you're looking at me skeptical. How could you have a dynamic physics teacher? But I did. And he explained it, and we did a math problem that was straight Newtonian physics. Physics has been around since the 1700s. And it was physics on how to get off the surface of the planet. How do you actually put something into space? And I'm there calculating it, and you drop 90% of your mass. And I'm like, whoa. And that was it. I was done. I was physics then, went on for my master's, went on for my PhD, and it was that one space problem that said, this is it. And I never looked back.
Wow.
Yep. So And it's interesting now that I'm actually building the rockets that take us to space. And it was that space that was that straight Newtonian orbital mechanics type problem that put me on the road to this journey that I'm on today.
Well, we're going to be watching with great interest as the next several months unfold and we get ready for that late 2018 first launch of the SLS. And Orbital ATK will be helping to make that happen.
Yeah.
Janica Chaney, Director of Test and Research Operations for Propulsion Systems at Orbital ATK. Thanks so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
For EAA Radio, I'm Stuck Mike.